Hello, hello, and welcome to today's special broadcast of the Divine Downloads podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Overton. Happy Galentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. I could think of no better human to be on my show for episode number 55, of course, divinely orchestrated, and on Valentine's Day, because this human embodies this idea of love so beautifully. And so I'm so excited to have her on the show. So today I have Miss Laura Medina Maher, and she is a multidimensional being. She is a registered nurse and a nurse to the soul. Her holistic approach to helping others heal is by working with the human energy field. She uses her hands and heart in an intentional way to restore balance and harmony within the energy field. She has Laura Vibe, that is a healing space that she created as a way for clients to receive energy therapy, to nurse the soul, to remember wholeness. Miss Laura, welcome to the show, young lady.
Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're so welcome. Say, I'm going to have you stop your video just so it reduces the bandwidth.
Okay. How do I do that?
There should, at the bottom of your screen, there should be, there might be a little camera icon.
Oh yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, lady.
Thank you. So
seriously, one thing that I like to share is how I meet other humans, because I think that's just interesting, right? I think connection and relationships are what make the world go round. And I met Laura at Donna Cardillo's Empowerment Nurse Retreat at none other than Miraval in Tucson, Arizona. Let's see, we're in 2020. What year did we meet? Was that 2017?
Yeah, I think so.
2018?
I think so.
I think that sounds right. So, and we just have, it's like, we're definitely soul sisters, like sisters from another mister. I definitely feel like I already knew you, kind of thing.
Yeah, I felt the same way. Miraval is such a magical place. I had gone there twice before. I went with a group of nurses from Kaiser, but when I met you, I was like, I love your energy. There's something about her that I just totally connect with. And so I was so grateful that you and I remained in contact, and we've been able to kind of grow together and just share so many really beautiful memories. So that was a really, really awesome, awesome experience.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I'm thinking, listen, that's where Oprah Winfrey used to go. And I'm thinking, listen, if this is good enough for Oprah, it's good enough for me. So, and yes, it has all the elements, the labyrinth, the incredible food and equine experiences and all the things. And so it was so awesome to meet you. And so I have just loved watching you blossom over the last 2 years that I've known you. And I would love for you to share with people, you know, as much or as little about your story. Like, how did you get into nursing, and how did you go from, you know, working in the OR to getting into this energy space?
Well, that's a really, really interesting question, because it was funny that we were talking about Miraval and then you asked me this question, because when I was 38, I went to Miraval. That was like the first time that I went. And there was this experience called a mother's blessing. And it was that mother's blessing that really kind of changed the course of my life, because one of the things that she did was she used her hands to perform some sort of energy healing. And I just felt really, really incredible afterwards. I was able to release some old beliefs and emotions from, you know, either ex-boyfriends that had hurt me, or even feelings that I had towards my parents. And at that time, I didn't realize that I even had those feelings. circulating within me. So that was kind of where it started for me to kind of want to experience something different. I had always been a spiritual person, always. I was always a seeker. And I remember my friend Rachel and I were driving back from Arizona after I had the mother's blessing. And I remember I asked Rachel, I'm like, hey, can I put my hands on your neck? I'm like, are my hands really hot? Because that's how the woman's hands were. Like, they got super, super hot. And my friend Rachel was so sweet. She's like, I guess so. But they weren't, because I didn't even know what I was doing, or there was no intention. So it was, you know, Rachel just trying to encourage me, like, yeah, they are, you know, like, you can do anything that you want to do. So for me, that's where I really started getting intrigued with what, like, energy healing was and how I could learn that.
Okay, I have to just interject, because I love this so much. You said, I wanted to experience something different. I love that, and I love the energy of that. So does that mean you wanted to, like, it's like when you did the mother's blessing, you experienced life in a totally different way that was maybe more spiritual or more aligned, and you wanted, like, to, like, dip your toe more in the water of that?
Yeah, I think that was kind of like an opening for me, like giving me permission to kind of explore these other realms of reality. And as you're saying that, I'm visualizing myself outside on the patio with her, and she had some gift that she was kind of able to bring me into what her gift was. And I remember saying, oh my God, that's so cool. I can totally see whatever it was that I was experiencing. And I'm like, that's so amazing. And she's like, well, that's because that was her gift. And she was sharing that with me, right? So that I could experience what it was like. And now that I've studied it a little bit, it was almost as if she was bringing me into her frequency, right? And so when you work with these higher frequencies, all of a sudden you're able to tap into your intuitive gifts. And so I was like, oh my God, that's so amazing. And so that's what I wanted to experience for myself for others.
I love that you said you're giving myself permission. Can I get an hallelujah? Because more women need to freaking give ourselves permission to do the damn thing, whatever it is, like study energy or study art or study history or to be seen. So I'm so happy that you had this experience, that you decided to stay, what you said, a seeker, right? And so, and then that, is that what guided you to study healing touch?
Yeah, so there's a lot of other modalities out there, but I was really drawn to the healing touch program because as a registered nurse, we did all of our assessments and we had to write all of those, the nursing process. And what I loved about the Healing Touch program was that it was evidence-based. It is endorsed by the Holistic Nurses Association. You get CEUs. So if you want to become a holistic, board certified holistic nurse, you have all of the CEUs to be able to take the exam. And I love that it was started by a nurse. So Janet Minkin, the founder, she was also very, very intuitive and had a really big heart. So I love that she was also a nurse like me. And she operated from her heart space and created this program with the help of others. And so I was really drawn to the program for that reason.
Okay. Now, as a nurse myself, I love, love, love that this program was designed by a nurse. I love that, of course, it's evidence-based. It's endorsed by the Holistic Nurses Association. And as a human and as a nurse, and as, you know, I've been a patient before, are there studies that show patients that receive healing touch have superior outcomes than those who don't?
So there are studies that, there are different studies that have shown that healing touch reduces reduces nausea and vomiting, or that people experience less pain when they have surgeries. And, you know, there are also studies that cancer patients, you know, feel more relaxed because of the energy healing that is taking place. So yeah, there are a lot of studies that show that it is beneficial, and people are seeing amazing results.
I mean, listen, if I rolled up into the hospital and I knew I was having like some kind of surgery and it was like, would you like this? Would you like this option to have a nurse that could do healing touch with you or not? I'd be like, hell yeah, I want the healing touch. And I mean, the research shows that people that have a belief in something bigger than themselves, a higher power, or have some type of spiritual practice, they always do better, right?
Yeah, I mean, even when you know, cancer patients are getting the chemo, when the nurse blesses the chemo, her intention that she's putting into it, it changes things, right? So when you work with intentionality, things shift because you're holding that higher frequency for others. Yeah. One thing that I wanted to say is that, so while I was studying healing touch, because there are five levels, right? And even taking the first healing touch level one class, it really changed a lot for me as a being, right? I used to struggle from migraines. I used to get really bad PMS, and I used to get panic attacks. And so this whole unraveling process for me, the healing touch has been very, very therapeutic, and I no longer get migraines. My PMS is definitely controlled. And when I feel anxious, or when I feel like I'm gonna have a panic attack, I'm able now to kind of slow things down a little bit so that doesn't happen anymore.
I love any modality that it's like heal the healer, right?
Yeah.
You have been able to work on yourself and do the inner work and learn these incredible modalities that have helped you transcend. I mean, freaking migraines, PMS, panic attacks. Hello. I mean, that's so amazeballs. And now the fact that, I mean, to be able to, if I were still at the bedside, I would want to be practicing this, because, and it seems like, just shout out to all the hospitals, you know, you need to be paying nurses that do this more money. I'm just saying, because your patients are going to have better outcomes. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, but absolutely, 100%. Like nurses or physicians or scrub techs or pretty much anybody, the moment that you start realizing that we're not just physical beings, you know, we are these multidimensional beings and we have this energetic body. And so we've been taught, we exercise our physical body, we exercise our, you know, emotional body, but also we could exercise our spiritual bodies, and we could do so much to improve our lives by tapping into the energy field.
Woohoo!
So okay. Exercise our energetic bodies.
So let's take people through, like, if somebody, this is the first time anyone's heard about like energy or healing touch. If somebody's interested in like experiencing this, can you give like one tip or two tips or something that people can do to either, I don't know, protect their energy or even experience their own energy, something like that people can take away from our conversation, Laura?
Yeah. I definitely can. I'm trying to think of what's a really good tip. So
I have a better question. This might be helpful.
Okay.
What's one thing that you know now that you didn't know before you went through these five levels of healing touch about yourself, about humanity, about energy, like something that you know to be true, Oprah moment?
Oh, I would definitely say that that I'm not alone and I am part of a whole that allows me to feel united with all of these other realms, and I'm not separate. That's like one of the biggest things that I've learned and that I know is true, because I experience that every day. It's like I am experiencing heaven on earth.
Hello, that sounds pretty sexy. Heaven on earth. Anybody? Sign me up. So,
yeah.
Oh my God, heaven on earth. And so, you know, there's a huge pandemic of isolation, both for the young and the elderly. And so, listen, like if people out there are feeling isolated or alone and want to experience this heaven on earth, if somebody wanted to start this process of exploring the field of energy, could you send them to, of course, we're going to let people know how they can work with you, but is there a place where you would send people to get more information about maybe healing touch or just energy in general, Laura?
Oh yeah. So, I mean, you could always go to the Healing Touch Program. That's the website, healingtouchprogram.com. And also even the Awakening Healing Access, that's another really great website for people that are on a spiritual path. These two modalities are really, really awesome. And there's practitioners everywhere. So if you live in Canada, we have practitioners there. If you live in Santa Barbara, or if you live on the East Coast, there are so many different practitioners that would love to be able to offer you like consultation over the phone and kind of just see where you're at and what you're looking for and how they could help you.
So it sounds like this modality is good for anybody who's dealing with any kind of physical issue, any kind of emotional issue. They're a spiritual seeker. They're curious about tapping into more connection, right, with entities, the higher realms, consciousness, and who are open to receive. Do I have that right?
Yes. Yeah, you do. But even if they're not open to receive, even if they don't believe, it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist or they can't benefit from it or it's not working. I mean, it's everywhere. It's everything. And it's just a matter of them kind of opening up to it. Yeah. Opening up to it and receiving it. Yes.
Perfect. So it sounds like this can be done face-to-face or telephonically. Is that right?
Yeah, you can do it face-to-face in person, or we can do remote sessions.
So if a girl or a guy wanted to work with you, let me back up a second. Is there one specific client that you work with specifically? Like male, female, young kids?
Oh. So what I believe, So I don't have, I see clients of all ages. I don't have like a specific population. What I believe, I think in terms of energy and frequencies. So I believe that when people come to me, it's because of all the work that I've done and being able to be the vessel that provides them with what they need in order to heal. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. Sorry. I just,
no, so, no, yeah. Apologize.
So, okay. So
One of the best things I ever heard about, let's just talk branding for a hot minute, is that your ideal client is typically you like 5 years prior. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like the things that you have been able to transcend, overcome, transform might be some of the things that your clients are suffering or struggling with, which is why it's so powerful, because you're like, been there, done that. I can show you the way. I can show you the light. So how can people work with you, Laura? Tell us all the things.
Okay, so you could go to my website at www.lauravive.com. You could follow me on Instagram at I am Laura Vive. And you could email me at nursingthesoul@lauravive.com. So those are some ways that you could work with me.
Amazing. Okay, we got lauravive.com, the Instas at I am Laura Vive, and nursingthesoul@lauravive.com.
Yes.
Amazing. So before we wrap this up with a beautiful kiss and chocolates and a bow and all the things, what is one Laura Vive piece of wisdom that you want to share with the universe today? What do you want people to know?
Oh, I want people to know just how much they are loved and how beautiful they are. And that sometimes your mind is making all this stuff up that's not true about you. And I just want you to remember how beautiful and how loved and how whole and complete you are.
I knew this would be the perfect show on Valentine's Day. That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Miss Laura.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show and for, you know, helping me step out of my comfort zone.
It is my pleasure. I'm all about helping women be seen in their brilliance, in their magnificence, in their strength. And seriously, I just love watching you, and I'm just honored to be your friend and be in your soul fam. And I'm so glad that the universe brought us together.
I'm so grateful also to have you. I mean, you've been a big part of this, and so I really could appreciate you seeing my growth. I mean, you're, you know, one of my mentors, and so it's been nice to work with you as well, because I mean, this is like the best, right? Being able to, for me, stand here and overcome my, you know, I was afraid. I was afraid to speak my truth. And I mean, this has been going on for 2 years now, right? Where I've been wanting to reach out to other people, but I was afraid. And, you know, I've been working at it, and it's a process. I mean, it's been 2 years, and now I'm finally here. So it feels amazing to be seen and heard.
You are arrived. You have arrived, girl. Let's go. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for this awesome fireside chat. I feel like we've just been sitting by the fire hanging out. And I thank you also to the listeners. And I'm having fun with this podcast. I think I might be shifting things around a little bit, and more of that to come. And so thank you for tagging along. Thank you for letting us get in between your ears. Obviously, time is very valuable, and so is your energy. I hold that in the highest regard. So thank you from my heart to yours, my soul to yours. And remember, if you are struggling, my heart goes out to you, and just know that you are supported, even and especially in the times where you feel like you're not, because as Laura was saying, like, you are one with the universe. You are supported. You are fully loved as you are, because you are. And until next time, keep taking those baby steps towards your goal. Bye-bye.